Division.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, can you be jailed for defending your children from modern medicine? Yeah, imagine that. Imagine if a government-mandated vaccine caused damage to your child and that it affected your child's behavior in such a way that the medical authorities, that the school systems, that the Child Protective Services all said, whoa, we got to put your kid now on drugs. How about a really nasty psychiatric drug, risperidol? How about that, huh? How would you like that? And then imagine if a government-sanctioned doctor actually, you know, basing force, put your child on this drug to treat the side effects of what? A vaccine. A vaccine, another vaccine, a mandated government-sanctioned vaccine that caused the problem to begin with that wasn't there prior to the vaccine. Now imagine that you, as a mom or a dad, refuse to medicate your child, even though the government said you must medicate your child, even though the school system said you must medicate your child, even though the government-sanctioned doctor said you must medicate your child. Could you be jailed for that? Could you, as mom, be jailed for protecting your child? Your baby growing up. Could you be jailed simply for protecting, wanting to protect your child from forced medication? From FDA-approved drugs known around planet Earth to be, in fact, maybe the leading cause of death, outpacing cancer and heart disease when we really look at the total meta-analysis. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a place for health, freedom, and liberty. And I'm thanking you all for being here on GCNLive.com, listening through TalkStreamLive.com, all over the world. We've got some sane voices, rational voices. We've got SaneVax.org coming up in a little while. We've got Leslie Carroll Botha and Norma Erickson from SaneVax, one of the greatest sources of information that has developed in the blogosphere regarding modern medicine's attacks on humanity through the vaccine paradigm. And I'm not just imagining this story that I opened with here, asking you, can you be jailed for defending your child from modern medicine? Because this, in fact, has happened in Detroit. In Detroit. This Detroit mom faces felonies in a dispute over her daughter's medication. A 56-year-old woman faces multiple felony charges and is being held on $500,000 bond after a 10-hour standoff with police. She eventually made bond, but $500,000 for a mom protecting her children from modern medicine? They claim, she claims, of course, she was protecting her 13-year-old daughter from unnecessary medication. Marianne Goldboldo arraigned Sunday before the 36th District Magistrate Sidney Barthwell Jr. on charges. They said she fired a weapon in a dwelling, felonious assault, resisting and obstructing an officer, and use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. This is what it is. To protect your child in 21st century America, you get charged with a felony? Because she barricaded herself inside her home with her children to protect from Child Protective Services and the stealing of her child. Why? Because they wanted to put her on a drug, a psychiatric drug. Why? This child, just so you know the backstory, was not vaccinated for much of her young life because a previous child of this woman had been injured by vaccines. So she saw the facts that this is a dangerous thing. And normally, if one of your children was damaged, acknowledged to be damaged from a vaccine, you would actually be eligible for what's called medical exemption. That's the very rarely given exemption by the state-sanctioned police medicine doctors that are enforcing the state sanctions and mandates. They would actually give you a waiver because if your other child had an adverse reaction, we don't know if it'll happen to your other child, so we'll give you, grant you a medical waiver. Of course, there are more ways to do it than that. But in this case, the woman decided, like a brilliant mom in this case, to say, no, I'm not sending my child to school. I'm going to homeschool my second child here. And she did so until that child became old enough and said, hey, mommy, I want to go to school. I want to be with my friends. Okay. And she said, okay. Now, guess what? Guess what the school system said? Hey, your child is behind on your vaccine schedule. We've got to catch her up fast. And, of course, they played it again as if it was mandated, required by law. Never once did they issue any statement to the fact that here are your options, medical, philosophical, and religious exemptions. No, no, no. They don't reveal that. They don't release any information about the fact that you can say, sorry, if you don't want to have the vaccine, here are some ways to go about it. If you feel like the risks are too great for your child, if you can't get the medical exemption, we've got, depending on the state, philosophical and or religious exemption. Now, why this woman didn't take advantage of that, I don't know. But this, to me, shows how much they're willing to prey on the innocent, often the inner city, the poorest among us. Despite the attack on this child with vaccines, the younger child, and then her not wanting to vaccinate the second child. And simply now confronted with, wanting to now send her child to school after homeschooling her, that they would then force her to have a multitude of vaccines to catch her up. And, of course, that is when the disaster ensued. That is when it happened, that she started having behavioral problems, behavioral issues. They call them psychiatric problems, psychiatric issues. And at that point, they said, well, now we've got to medicate. There's no other solution here. Mom, you're going to have to subject your child to psychiatric medicines, even though if you've read the insert on Risperidone, if you've read all of the psychiatric side effects of Risperidone, the things are horrific. It's a horrific drug. Not even officially approved for young children. And yet they were going to take the child away. What would you do? What would you do as a mom in this case? Would you just say, sure, okay, you've already injured my child with vaccines. Go ahead and we'll take the state-sanctioned drugs. No, any woman, any rational mom in a right mind would say, I'm defending my child against this medical assault. And I'm not an advocate of violence. You've never heard me advocate violence here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But I'm also not an advocate of allowing children to be harmed to the point of potential death. By government-sanctioned medicine. What is the right of a parent to protect that child from the government, from the state? For God's sake, this is what we're talking about. The assault is not coming from Al-Qaeda. It's coming from our own government. They're coming after your kids. And how is it they have jurisdiction again? Was this woman on welfare? I don't know the extent of the story. But you know what they say, if you accept the benefit, it comes with a whole heap of rules, a whole heap of requirements, right? You take a gift. It's not given freely. It's not of the goodness of their heart that they do it. They do it to enslave you. And this is why I say the worst victims of the welfare state are those on welfare. As I've said before, too, the worst victims are those who have good health insurance, which is not really health insurance. It's disease management. It's drug insurance. Are those that actually have it. Because if you don't have it, you're not going to be subjected to needless interventions, forced surgeries, or other things. It's insane, this world we've now become to adopt as normal. Where the moms that simply have recognized the danger of modern drug and vaccine-based medicine are made criminal. Because not only they've recognized it, they say, enough is enough. You cannot have my child. But how did they get jurisdiction over your children? How do they get jurisdiction over your children? Because in law, jurisdiction is everything. It's the starting point. It's the ending point. Do you assume they have jurisdiction or do they actually have it? Did you ask for permission of government to get married? Did you ask for permission of government to certify your child was alive, a birth certificate? Did you give your child or did you allow the government to stamp your child's forehead with a number, a government ID number, that put them under the jurisdiction of an artificial creation of the state rather than an organic, sovereign human born of creation, a gift of life, that now we look to the government to say, is my child alive? Oh, yes, you gave me a birth. Okay, then okay, I've got a birth certificate. Now my child's alive. Now, of course, my child is subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Oh, no, don't pay attention. That's crazy talk, Robert. What does jurisdiction have to do with any? Well, I ask you, how does Child Protective Services come into the business of stealing children to forcefully medicate and vaccinate them? Have you asked the question? Darn it, if you haven't, start asking it and get the answers. They're not going to be given to you by those who would steal your children, by those who would kidnap your children. They're not going to give you these answers. There's even more on the issue of food production and food safety. We have become a culture of wimps and wussies in America where we ask permission of everything to wipe our noses, to wipe our bottoms. Can I please get married? No, stop. I mean, we're acting like slaves. God's honest truth here. Are we free? Are we sovereign? And of course, the context and concept and definition of sovereignty is you don't have to ask permission. But now, if you mention the word, even though it was the basis for the organic American Republic and the people that removed themselves from the crown of England, you're now attacked by organizations that would try to brand you as a terrorist for believing in the birthright of Americans in America and humans in general. When we come back, we'll be talking to Sane Vax. We've got great guests on the topic of vaccination, forced and otherwise. Leslie Carroll Botha and Norma Erickson join me after this. Stay with me.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are rocking the health world here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. Also want to tell you, you can link to some of the stories we're covering here today at my blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. I have it linked up at Facebook and everything, all where we're going. And we're working very diligently to reactivate fully the robertscottbell.com website so we can be up to date there as well. Stand by on that. Right now, we're going to get some very intelligent women's perspective and more than that from a couple of gals from the sanevax.org. This has become a go-to site. If you have not bookmarked sanevax.org, you will understand why it is so very important. We have been getting story after story from these two and more. And I'm very, very honored to have them on board with me. Leslie Carol Botha and Norma Erickson from sanevax.org to supply some more needed perspective, not only on the case of this woman in Detroit who was jailed and called a felon for protecting, trying desperately to protect her child from Child Protective Services and the medical industrial complex, but also we're going to be talking later about the human papillomavirus scam, the HPV shot scam, Garda scam, Garda kill, whatever you want to call it, and the One More Girl documentary film. But for now, I want to welcome again Leslie Carol Botha, Norma Erickson from sanevax.org.
Thank you very much. That was quite the introduction. We appreciate it. This is Leslie. We work very hard on this issue. I'm going to turn it over to Norma because she actually started this organization, and we just started working. Well, we've been active on this issue for the past few years, but decided it was high time to set up a nonprofit corporation to protect ourselves. As we were kept doing the research and finding more and more flaws in the study and more flaws in the applications and in the patent process, and realizing, as you just said, Robert, that this is nothing short of a Garda scam. And it's being played out on innocent young women, and the injuries and deaths are mounting all the time. Norma, why don't you explain more how this organization formed?
Oh, heavens. First, I want to thank you, Robert, for having us on the show. It's
my honor to have you guys. You all are doing such tremendous work. I want everybody to know about it because this is the thing that's making a difference in the world. It's not coming through the old lamestream media. They're not covering this appropriately. There are too many conflicts of interest, economic and otherwise. It's coming from people like you guys, and bless you for doing it. That's why we're here today.
Thank you very much. Basically, we started this because we were doing the research and coming up against more and more just garbage, and all of a sudden it hit me that, come on, people, if it's not safe, affordable, necessary, and effective, you don't need it. So we're trying to scientifically expose the flaws in the research, the reasons that this vaccine is absolutely useless.
Yeah, well, not only that, I mean, we talk about the and again, we're going to get further into this the next hour, just to let you know. I wanted to get an assessment of the story here, which is just outrageous. The attack, the assault on human dignity, much less the sanctity of the family, the ability of parents to protect their children, the fact that, you know, the schools, the medical associations, much less the doctors themselves, are not fully informing these people about the dangers of vaccines and giving people, parents, the God's honest truth so they can option in or out based on the information rather than the silence or suppression of the information.
Well, and you couldn't have said it more brilliantly than that. In fact, those of us who really have been active on this issue know that HPV stands for Help Pay for Vioxx. And as soon as people start lifting that veil, they will realize that the pharmaceutical and the medical industry has nothing to do with health and well-being. And it's come down to nothing more than pushing more drugs on innocent people and to make big profit. It's one of the cornerstones. In fact, the pharmaceutical company is larger than any other corporation. It is so embedded in our government, obviously. And people have been victimized by so many different drugs. I was covering the Gardasil issue on my radio show 4 years ago when it first started coming out, and I have a show on women's health, and we kept saying, no, I don't think so. This virus passes through 90% of women's bodies in 2 years. Why do we need a vaccine? And then one day I had a post on my blog from Denise Melton, the mother of Jessica Faye Erickson, one of the first known girls to have died post-vaccination. And after that, it turned my whole world rocked. It was no longer about stats and research and data. It was about real-life stories.
Right.
And so I spent the next year on my radio show interviewing girls, interviewing mothers. And the deaths and the adverse reactions just keep mounting. Unfortunately, theirs is... There are a lot of drawbacks to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, and we figure that only 1 to 10% of the adversely injured population is reporting. And one of the reasons for that, Robert, is people do not make an association between vaccine injury and a sudden illness.
Yeah, I've seen this for many years, and I think it's a program scenario because the doctors are taught basically don't pay attention to these things, or if they happen, make sure you communicate them in such a way that it appears random or not related in any way. And, of course, if you're still worshipful of doctors that represent Big Pharma, then you're going to say, okay, the docs, the experts have spoken. I can't question that.
And that's exactly what is happening. But I have been involved in this vaccine movement, vaccine awareness movement, and I want to stress that, not anti-vaccine, but vaccine awareness movement for 30 years. And I've never seen such momentum and such a groundswell. And now that we have the field of neuroscience, we can see how the brain changes, how the brain is damaged. We can actually put the science behind our concerns. We're going to hit a critical breaking point here, and the tide is going to turn on this whole issue. And as we have said, the Gardasil girls give the silent faces of autism a voice. What the Gardasil girls are experiencing are what autistic children, infants, crying, encephalitic screaming, mewing, pain, I have gone through for years, but because they didn't have a voice, they couldn't express themselves. Now we have another population that is being heavily damaged by a vaccine that is able to voice their opinions and say what's going on with them. So we know that if we can raise the awareness on the HPV vaccine issue, that's the Gardasil and Cervarix issue, that we will open the door for awareness on other vaccine dangers and what we're doing to our infants, which is a crime against humanity.
Well, I think they've ticked off one too many parents now that are seeing through the lies. And, of course, that means they have to attack the parents themselves for raising questions about, hey, why is little Johnny and Susie, having such severe problems? And, of course, in the case of this woman in Detroit, the emotional and behavioral problems that they wanted to treat now with toxic psychiatric drugs as well. If not, are they going to jail this woman? Or are they going to steal your children? This is not only a global phenomenon. It becomes very local and personal. And we're going to talk some more with Leslie and Norma after this from SaneVax.org on where this is going, how we can raise awareness, how we can help, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world here on GCN. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.blogspot.com. Sign up, free alerts as well. And I'm also welcoming all of my listeners from during the week as we stream every day through the National News Radio Network as well, and Mike Adams as well. And, of course, he's actually referring to this some of these stories we're covering today from we got SaneVax.org. I have Leslie and Norma carrying on another segment here. We're going to go deeper into the HPV issue next hour. But one of the other issues that they brought up and they write about, constantly blogging about, so many that are valuable to anybody who has children, includes the fact in Washington State, and I covered this story some weeks ago, they want to make it a law that you have to get permission from your doctor to opt out of vaccines. Let's say you have a religious belief against them. Now you got to say, doc, can you sign off on my religious belief? What the hell is going on in this country? That's up in Washington State. Norma.
Norma, yes. Are you there? Yeah. What do you want to say about that? Go ahead. Go, girl.
Let loose.
Yeah.
I'm dumbfounded. This is absolute insanity. This country was founded on religious freedom. The government has no business telling us what our religious beliefs are or trying to validate those religious beliefs, especially not when it comes to the health and well-being of our children.
Yeah, well, it seems kind of beyond bizarre that they would make the state-sanctioned doctors the arbiters of religious belief or freedom, much less, as I said, in the case of this Detroit woman who they mandate these vaccines, which we know they're not officially fully mandated. People can opt out. There are a number of ways depending on the state, and yet they pretend they're mandated. They cause the injury to the child, and then they want to follow up with psychiatric meds, and then the mother has the audacity to defend her child from further drugging, and they cause her basically to become a felon because of that.
Yes, I mean, how far is this going to go before people stand up and say, enough is enough? They browbeat parents. Pediatricians refuse to treat unvaccinated children because they don't want disease in their waiting room. Excuse me, aren't these doctors sworn to do no harm?
You know that there is a television show called Private Practice, and about a year ago, it's just one of the sitcom dramas, and it's private practice doctors, medical offices, and a year ago they covered vaccinations, and one parent walked in, autistic child, didn't vaccinate them, and spread measles throughout the office, and the closing scene was this doctor getting up, grabbing his needle, and without that parent's permission, running out to the waiting room and vaccinating that innocent autistic child already damaged by a vaccine. It was horrifying, but we cannot afford to let our freedoms and our freedom of choice and our right to informed consent be taken away from us. And that is exactly what's happening. It's really interesting, Robert. I also work, I'm the marketing director for an addiction recovery ranch. And we focus on repairing the damage done to the brain from alcohol and drugs with neurotransmitter therapy. And the more I learn about this, the more I realize there is a very thin line between damage from vaccination and drugs and medications and damage from alcohol and drugs. It pinpoints the same frontal lobe area in the brain, and that's where this damage is occurring. We're seeing more people coming in addicted to prescription drugs than we are from illegal drugs.
Yeah, we follow the Hollywood stories. It used to be they were all killed by illicit street drugs. And now we're seeing it's happening from approved, sanctioned FDA pharmaceuticals. You gals are great, and I love you dearly for what you're doing. I want to have you back on next hour so we can dive headlong into the HPV scam and the Garda scam and Cervarix scam. Leslie Carol Botha and Norma Erickson from SaneVax.org. Will you join me next hour?
Absolutely.
All right, stay with me. I've got listener email on arthritis and infections and more to come on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't go anywhere. The healing, the power, it's all yours right here. I'll be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I hope to have Jonathan on later in the program next hour, also from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. I want to talk about the Japan situation, the stability of the Probiotics 12 Plus that we're all using here, and I hope you are. If you haven't called up to get yours, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Remember also to increase your glutathione levels. That's your detox pathways. Open them wide. And the One World Way that we talked about with Dr. Stephen Hewer is great, NutriPath. And One World Way, WHEY.com. Now, I want to talk about some listener emails that are coming through, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback as well from Facebook, so I do read them if I can get to them, if it's at all possible. Bear with me. Sometimes it takes me some time. But here I have an email from, I'm not going to mention the name here. A dear friend and darn good man is 70-something and has giant cell arthritis. His face has been swollen because of the steroids he's on. In other words, it wasn't enough that they treated this man with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and when that stopped working again, they drop over to steroids. It's like the one-trick pony of modern medicine is modern toxic drugs. He explained that his sed levels were elevated. They couldn't seem to bring them down. However, his C-reactive protein levels were fine. It's another indication of inflammation, as I said. Question, is there anything that can be done to help mitigate this problem beyond steroids? Of course, the problem starts with the liver. It starts with the liver. The reason the sed rates are high is because the liver is not processing and transforming the waste in a way that's easily excretable by the kidneys. And, of course, that impacts the kidneys negatively. Now, every drug that they give, including the non-steroidals and the steroidals, are toxic to the liver, which only worsen the spiral. What can we do in a case of giant cell arthritis or any cell arthritis? Is we've got to restore function and health to the liver. This is a classic case of why you need to increase your levels of selenium. Because selenium is depleted from the soils. The food doesn't contain as much as it once did. You know, I hope that you're eating lots of seaweed, but if you're not, you've got to find extra sources of selenium in the whole food form. We're not looking for synthetic isolates. Another reason to call Jonathan, who I just talked about from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Now, the selenium is going to be helpful here, of course, but we also have to look at reducing the inflammation safely and rapidly. And that includes the use of homeopathic medicines that include the homeopathic form of poison ivy, known as Rus toxicodendron or Rus tox. But even Rus tox is not sufficient if you're ignoring the health of the liver. And how many times do I have to talk about the use of organic coffee and organic green tea? No, not drinking it necessarily, but by utilizing it in animal form to open the bile ducts of the liver very rapidly to dump out the poisons to reduce the burden on the liver, the detox pathways. Because what is arthritis? It's inflammation. Where is the inflammation coming from? This guy's about 70. He's seen a lot in his life, and you get this degradation of liver function, then suddenly you cannot deal with the metabolic waste, much less the environmental toxins coming in. And I realize people want to reduce their pain. Well, do it by increasing your EPA and DHA levels, please. Come on, start consuming loads of the fish oil. Get, you know, in this case, I'd be going up to 3 grams, 3,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA combined. You know, the Nordic Naturals fish oils. If you can get the omega-3s from hemp, if you can get the omega-3s from flax, whatever works for you, by God, but get it in. And therefore, you'll find it works better than the drugs. And the drugs, of course, intoxicate your liver, making things worse, not better. And that is a problem for many number of reasons, in fact. So, I mean, briefly, again, detox the liver. Get the essential fats up. Increase the selenium levels. Increase, heck, the GTF-chromium levels as well. That'll impact the liver, too. And, of course, if there is microbial issues, that's what leads me to the next question. Same emailer. A dear friend of my new dad has some sort of bacterial infection in his lungs, his wife told him. He's been coughing up blood. Of their 3 antibiotics that they have prescribed, 1 isn't working, she said. So the condition is not improving. How about Sovereign Silver? This is a very specific question. Silver hydrosol, fantastic, because it is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial substance. However, if it's in the lungs, you can't drink it into the lungs. You'll drown. And as I've said this before, those of you longtime listeners, bear with me. Get a nebulizer. Go online, search nebulizer. Look, Omron, O-M-R-O-N. They're not an advertiser. I mean, there are a lot of handheld plug-in nebulizers where you could take a liquid and breathe it into the lungs in a vaporous state. Remember the story of the Vietnam-era veteran? And he called the show, this is years ago now, he had pneumonia. The worst pneumonia ever. He had been through a year of treatment at the VA, the worst, most expensive antibiotics on planet Earth. Nothing worked until he nebulized the silver hydrosol a number of times over a 24-hour period and it reversed it that fast. Now, if you're on a high sulfur containing a sulfonamide antibiotic, you want to take it away from the time you do the silver because they have a large affinity for one another. Silver and sulfur love each other. And I don't want to reduce the efficiency of the silver or the sulfur drug. However, they are not harmful to you. Well, the drug might be, but the silver isn't. All right, we got a moment of doubt related to alcohol, and I've got other stories I'm going to get to next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including pediatricians refusing to vaccinate. No, refusing to treat those who are not vaccinated. Stay with me. The United States of Health Talk Radio continues after this.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Call up Stephen Huer at One World Way at 888-988-3325. It's for real. We utilize One World Way in our household as well. Love the stuff. And it is enhancing detox pathways, which is critical to everything with more and more background radiation levels rising, intoxicants, inflammatories, all of these things. We've got to do our level best to stay healthy, much less get healthy, which is even harder. Which is where I came from so long ago, which is why I have just a little bit of passion about the subject. Hopefully not too much to scare you away. I'm greatly appreciative that you would join me every week right here on GCN Live all over the country up there in Alaska. I love you there and online, wherever you are. There are no cheap seats. There are no nosebleed seats. However, if you do find yourself with a nosebleed, remember homeopathic phosphorus. That is a wonderful thing to utilize. Now, this is a food story. And this kind of relates to the whole idea of asking permission of government for everything, right? They wanted this woman with her children, she was protecting them. God bless her, finally, waking up saying, no more drugs, no more vaccines for my kids, and she becomes a felon. What about food? This is out of Oakland, California. A gardener questions the need for permit to sell produce. Yeah. Outrageous, you say? Novella Carpenter took over a vacant lot on a hand-scrabble corner of West Oakland 8 years ago and turned it into a working farm of vegetables, goats, rabbits, and sometimes pigs. Carpenter milked the goats, she made cheese, and ate much of the produce. She also wrote a popular book, Farm City, about the experience and became an icon of the Bay Area's urban farming movement. Now, this is good stuff. This is the stuff we need to be doing. Those of you who took part in the Be Prepared, Not Scared event that Mike Adams and I did a few weeks ago, you understand we have got to start planting our Liberty Gardens. Here's a woman that's doing it. But the future of her ghost town farm is in question. This week, Oakland officials suggested it may need to close. Why? Is she not doing enough good for the community? The reason? She sells excess produce and needs a costly permit to do so. There you go. The enemy of liberty is government. How clear does this become? It seems ridiculous, said Carpenter. She's now 38. I need a conditional use permit to sell chard? Swiss chard? I can't sell Swiss chard without permission of the government? The news stunned the region's urban farmers and their supporters who questioned how a fundamental human task, that's right, a human right that goes back millennia, now becomes illegal, like protecting your children from state-sanctioned medicine. Right? As long as it's not for profit, right? The moment you engage in something and benefit by it. And believe me, this is not really the profit and the same thing. Profit is what's left over after capital investment, right? Profit or gain severed from capital. Now, her capital was her hard work. She worked hard to get this stuff up. She's now trading her efforts, her labor, her time, her intensity for the produce that somebody wants to pay for. And, of course, the government says, no, you can't do that without our permission. What the hell happened to us here in America? How can we tolerate this level of encroachment on fundamental human dignity, human liberty, that you can't grow a garden? And if you, for goodness sake, what was Thanksgiving about? Do you remember the story of Thanksgiving? Yeah, it was all about socialism versus free market capitalism. When they came over and they said, everybody gets a plot of land, but everybody's got to share equally of everything that you make. People said, oh, well, what the hell? Why should I work? I could just get the fruits of somebody else's labor. And they found out they were all starving and dying. And when they rethought this and set it up as a, here's your plot, here's your plot, here's your plot. You grow whatever you want. If you have more, you can do with it what you want. You can sell it, whatever. They had more food than they knew what to do with. But it seems like the government is invested in you being dependent upon them. Therefore, if you have access to food locally, you might not need them in a crisis. That is the point. That is the point of American sovereignty, of removing ourselves from the crown. Of we got to wake up again. We've gone back to sleep. We've become infants, little babies, dependent on government, saying, well, I can't take care of myself. I have to have permission from the government. Yeah. Okay. Do I need to go further on this? I mean, the outrage is just, it's genuine. It's genuine. You should be able to grow your own food, do with it as you will, without interference by government. And adults can say whether I'll buy it if your stuff's not approved by the government. Okay, some of the wussies out there will say, oh, it's not approved by the government. I don't want to. Good. I don't need you as a customer. But those that know the truth, know the facts, will come to this woman, Novella Carpenter, and want everything that they can afford to get from that locally produced, sustainable inner city agriculture. Crops in the city. Now she's a guerrilla gardener, right? I mean, the criminals are the heroes. They're criminalizing freedom. Do you see what's happening here? And until you stop asking for permission, those of you who know about the 10th Amendment Center, start learning about the 10th Amendment. The states need to understand the concept of nullification. You don't ask permission. You don't ask permission to nullify these laws. These are violations of fundamental human freedoms here. Which leads me to the craziness of investment in science by government. Look at what they end up investing in. And this relates to intelligence and IQ and GPA. It can only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yeah, maybe this explains the idiocy of government. This is a story about how alcohol consumption predicts GPA. A new survey shows that a college student's GPA correlates directly to the amount of time they spend buzzed. And that students in general are studying less than ever. In other words, they actually conducted a survey study that said, you know, how much alcohol do you drink? Let's compare it to your GPA. Was anybody out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience under the impression, however strange it might be, that if you consume more alcohol or even drink more weed, no, you don't. You drink the weed, you smoke the weed. Oh, see how much I know. That somehow your GPA will rise. I think all of these people with the low GPA, with the excess alcohol consumption, went into government because they ought to attack moms like the Detroit mom. They got to attack the farmer, the inner city farmer, like Novella Carpenter, to deny fundamental freedoms here. And I'm aghast. I mean, I'm outraged by a lot of things that I think are worth being outraged about. And I've got the energy to speak on these things. It's up to you to do something about it. And, you know, the peaceful movement is to simply nullify this ludicrous. I mean, people got to stand up and point at them and say, you wear no clothes. Next hour, no, I'm not going to be naked. But we are going to talk about some very serious issues, including the HPV issue again. We'll have the gals from SaneVax on again. Talk about the one more girl issue. We're going to talk about pediatricians that don't want to treat your child. Yeah, because you haven't vaccinated? Oh, boy, I got stuff to say on that. Until we come back after the news break, just I'm here to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.